Hey team, welcome back to the Student Paramedic Podcast and the very first episode of The Recap. This is going to be a series where we go over our old interviews with our incredible guests and take out some of the really cool and important information that they've discussed and putting them into some bite-sized episodes for you. So to kick off the very first episode of The Recap, we're going back to the very first episode of the Student Paramedic Podcast with Britt Shaw. Now, if you like this, head back to the old episode and make sure you give it another listen. We hope you enjoy.
Do you think that you building up your resume, so going to the mines, doing a postgrad study in obstetrics, do you think that kind of pushed you forward, got your foot in the door a bit more than if you had just got the bachelor degree?
I don't think it necessarily helped me on paper. I think it gave me different skills so I could present myself in a different way when I went for that interview. So being willing to sort of work in a remote environment, our mine site, it was 15 hours north of here. You know, the closest ambulance was 45 minutes away. So I had that experience of having to be in that situation, having those thoughts in my head. So when you're sitting there and you're answering a question, you've got a different mindset about it. I knew that I could do what they were asking of me, you know, and it sort of changes the way that you answer their questions. And I think it doesn't necessarily, like a lot of the stuff that we do, and you'll hear everyone talking about, you know, getting involved in events and going to different things and networking, it doesn't necessarily help you get a job faster, but it will help you just move leaps and bounds once you're in that job. Because you have to remember, getting the job's the first step of it. You now have, you know, 40-year career down to look at. And so what can you do before you're even starting to set up that career the way that you want it to be? So I think it's, you know, you don't have to do the extra stuff. You don't have to do the postgrad. It doesn't necessarily make you better or worse, but just think about how you can use that and what you will use it for. Don't just sort of do it just for the sake of having it, you know, written on a resume.
It's the same sort of thing as when you're studying for like exams and things like that. People go, oh, I'm just studying it for the exam. But in this line of work as well, it's not just like you can write off. So I guess that's a really good like mindset to have towards any type of learning you do.
Yeah, no, and you know, when you're turning up at 2 a.m. in the morning, you're not at your best. No matter what anyone says, no matter how well you've prepped for a night shift, 2 a.m. is not a pleasant time for anyone in the world. And anyone who says so is probably lying, you know, or they just are so fatigued that they can't think straight. So it's having that mentality that, okay, I'm studying it now. Will I remember it at 2 a.m.? Will I remember it when there's a family member screaming at me? Will I remember it when, you know, I'm working as a single officer in a rural town? Like there's so many different times. So when you're studying for that test, you know, there is the old saying that's a bit of a cliche of like, you're not studying to pass a test, you're studying for when you're in between life and death or however it goes. And at the end of the day, it is true for some things. You know, there will be that time where there's an expectation on you. There'll be a time where every single first year student who's listening to this is a qualified officer who's standing there with a first day grad or with a first year student, and they're going to have to make that choice. And what you do now, it's the same way that we prioritize a primary survey, and we do that in first year because that's the basics that we build up from. So when you're studying to build up those foundations so that you'll have that strength when you're going through, as opposed to sort of chucking some sticky tape on and hoping for the best.
What do you think helps them stand out into going into like a paramedic profession?
I think it's attitude. Out of anything, I think it's the attitude that you can have. You know, you can teach someone the dosage of adrenaline. You can teach someone how to put on a pelvic binder. You can't teach them to have a good attitude. And I think if you're a student who turns up and you're eager, you know, you're wanting to learn, you're asking good questions, you've got a willingness to jump in, like no mentor will put a student into a situation that student is not ready for. You know, a lot of the mentors that get buddied up with students have been doing it for a long time, have seen, you know, the job, and they'll be watching the job at all times over the back of the student. So I think it's having that willingness and that ego and that good attitude about it. And it's also not feeling, I guess, like there's anything too beneath you, and having those good realistic goals. So for me, when I was on my very final placement, my only goal was at the end of it, I wanted on my final shift for my mentor to be willing for me to be the grad on that truck. That was my goal, because I knew that the next shift that I did would be in an ambulance as a graduate paramedic. There's no two ways about it. You're either not going to jump in and do a shift again, or you're going to be a grad paramedic. There's no other options. So for me, having that realistic goal of, okay, would you be willing for me to be sitting next to you in a state service uniform doing this job, being paid for it, instead of being like, oh, well, you know, I want to run this job, or I want to single-handedly do X, Y, and Z. It's having those realistic goals. And when you're in first year, all the goal needs to be is able to talk to people. Like we touched on it earlier. A huge portion of this job is talking to people. Can you sit in the back of an ambulance with a, 90-year-old nana who's got dementia, who thinks that it's 1930, can you have a conversation with them? Can you comfort them? Can you, still provide all the cares that you need to and communicate to them what you're doing? You know, can you go from that to a 5-year-old child who's, scared, who's just had 3 complete strangers turn up with a giant ambulance with all these kits, who thinks that you're going to, jab them with needles? Can you have that conversation with them? Can you talk to the 30-year-old who's got chest pain, who's freaking out because her mother's just died of, a heart attack or something like that? Can you have those conversations? So I think have those realistic goals and don't be afraid of the basics. Don't be afraid to ask for what you want out of that placement. If you are worried about, assessing a patient and your mentors are asking you to do it and you don't feel like you're good enough, ask them if they can jump into a training room and just spend 2 hours just running through a primary survey, running through a head to toe, setting yourself up with all of those sorts of things under your belt. I think it puts you into a great standing when you're the student, and that's the things that we remember. It's the student. It's not necessarily that you have to be on the ball for the whole, that you can never turn off, that you can never sit down and relax. Like, we don't expect that of any student whatsoever. But can you take advantage of the opportunities when they're there? I had a student come up and ask me if I could show them how to set up a giving set for a bag of fluids. I, couldn't do it then. So I said, okay, I'll come in 15 minutes early and we'll run through it all. It's those little things. It's taking advantage of those opportunities when they're there and asking for them, because if you're sitting on the couch, no one's going to come over to you and try and give you an additional opportunity. You have to sort of stand up and be an adult learner and go for it a bit yourself.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a really good piece of advice, because at the end of the day, we were having a discussion only in the past couple of days with other students, and we were talking about how important just a learning mindset is. So, it's not about comparing yourself to other students, say, oh, they know that more than me, or like, I'm really good at this, they're not, or whatever. It's about, hey, I don't know this, can you teach me, or can you make me better at this? Same thing when you go on placement, like, oh, it's not that, oh, that's a silly question.
Yeah. And I think, like, the whole attitude about silly questions, like, I've worked with qualifiers with, 20-something years under their belt, or 30 years under their belt, who, might be critical care paramedics, or might have worked on helicopters, like, who have these careers where you look and you're like, wow, that's what I want, who will still turn around and ask some questions, and you're like, Oh, okay. Like, that's a really basic question, but I haven't thought of, okay. And then you both go off and you research it. So as a student, don't be afraid to ask. Pick your times when you're going to, at a cardiac arrest when, there's 12 other competing sort of things. Don't ask a question that's not of vital importance. Obviously speak up if you need to. If it's something that you're worried about clinically, speak up. Pick your times when you're back in the truck and you're having a debrief. Ask your questions. I used to take a notepad with me and I would write down every single question that I could think of and bug my mentors until they were ready for me just to, like, they were probably grateful for log off time to come because I would stop asking questions. So don't be afraid to ask those questions and take advantage of the time that you've got on that truck, because it is limited. And then one day you'll be handed a uniform and there'll be an expectation. So, take advantage of it while you've got the chance.
So the first one is, what mistake have you made that has resulted in your greatest learning?
Well, I mean, like, if you're looking at sort of clinically, I tried to put a sling on back to front the other week. Like, it's something so simple. I've worked in, a private sector where for 5 years that was our bread and butter. And I spent a good 5 minutes with a kid trying to put a sling on back to front. And I couldn't for the life of me work out what was going wrong until my partner turned around and I realized. And for me, that was such a good reminder that, you know, you can't bypass the basics. You know, the basics are what gets you through, and not to become complacent with it. You know, just because you've been doing a skill for so long doesn't mean that you're not going to forget how to do it one day. And, you know, for me, I went back and I practiced putting on a sling, you know, 27, 30 times at station until I could do it and remembered how to do all the steps of it. So I think that's probably, at the moment, that's probably the best thing that I can think of. And it gives everyone a good laugh at, you know, a grad putting a sling on back to front.
So team, that's the end of the recap. Some really important points there regarding studying for life and death rather than for your exam. The other one being, you know, thinking about what you want your potential 30-year career, 40-year career to look like in paramedicine, and how can you network with and meet people and learn new things. So that's a really important point as well, not just to make your resume look better. Now, the other thing too is attitude. Be keen to learn and be willing to talk to as many people as you can. And the last and but certainly not least is learning the basics, coming back to the basics. It's something that will be covered many, many, many times over all of the episodes that we release for the recap, coming back to that systematic approach. So hope you really enjoyed that episode. Let us know what you think and hope you have an awesome day.